sustainability and youthful populations. The past 200 years of population growth has been rapid and its pace is quickening. Many argue that this exponential pace of growth is unsustainable and the earth can only support so many people with so much food and so much water. Dwindling non-renewable energy resources also point to the problem of having limited resources relative to a growing population. At a country level, this can all be clear. Whilst having enough workers in the population to exploit resources and provide taxes for a government can be viewed as a good thing, having a youthful population has both positives and negatives. Many countries have youthful populations because they have very high birth rates and slowly decreasing death rates and slow rises in life expectancy. The positives of this. The good things about having a youthful population are that there are lots of potential workers for the future. If there is a natural resource or industry that needs lots of labour, it can be in bountiful supply. This then generates tax income for the country. The reality is that many countries that have youthful populations do not have adequate economic activities to realise this potential. The issues. There is high dependency in countries that have youthful populations. This means that there are lots of children reliant on a few adults to provide for their needs. This hits the tax base of the country and also means that few resources that countries have are inadequate. This means that vital services such as education, health and sanitation can suffer. The Population Reference Bureau recommends that to improve the quality of life in a youthful population we should improve the quality and quantity of schooling, expand school enrolments, especially for girls, and ensure minimum standards of quality. Enact and enforce laws that prevent early marriage before the age of 18. This is because girls who marry young typically have children early and have more children than their peers who stay in school longer and marry later. They are also less able to contribute to the productive sectors of the economy. They also recommend that we bring the job market into the 21st century and expand and reinvigorate family planning programmes, especially in the most disadvantaged areas, to delay births, reduce unwanted pregnancies and improve maternal and child health.